Wow, we can do it better for them than this. But you must say, my oh my, I did it too. Wow. I do with the Debian coming and I come into my son, sir. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Today I want us to consider something from scriptures so that we apply to our lives. And it has to do with fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. I want to read the verse 5 of Psalm 23 once again. The verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. I want to read the verse 5b again. You anoint my head with oil. The word of God. Please, let's pray. Father, we are gathered as your children. We have no power on our own. We have no strength on our own. We acknowledge and consider you as our God. And we are before you this morning, asking that, Lord, you pour on us fresh oil to keep us going, to keep us doing, to keep us exploiting and doing wonders in your vineyard and even outside your vineyard. Use us as vessels of honor to reach out to your people by these raised soldiers, army in your kingdom and in your church, so that we go all out to do what will glorify you and to lift your name high. We are ready. Speak through me to your people. And Lord, we will present our request. Answer us as we call. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Friends, life is not easy. Life is very difficult. To voyage, to navigate. Anyone who takes life to be easy and anything not all that difficult, sometimes they are not able to make it. And because it is not easy, you need an external force, an external grace to motivate, to inspire, boost, to push you. And inti ye kasemu any abebu omono and penny for ke baby say ye wo be to is yeswa on chain tinting ye on check tinting ye meaning say or we stand now for spear a piano in kakrankakra and injecting financial support to be an answer for to be. It will be one pa, 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 pa. We're through, baby. Every venture. adventure in life needs a boost, a revamp, re-energizing, overhauling, and sometimes lubrication to move and to succeed. So that you and I, we buy our machines, especially vehicle, and periodically we go to servicing for lubrication, to change oil for fresh ones. Friends, as human as we are, we should have most gracious, all wise, invisible God to run to periodically and all the time for fresh oil. Without that, you cannot do as is expected of you. It's not a big crowd, sorry. No, I am bomb. Let me friend a bomb stick. You feel stale. You feel gloomy. You feel very moody. And for you, you think, oh, yes, sir. I told you it was spiritual implications. So the topic fresh oil calls for newness. It calls for vitalization and revitalization. It calls for restoration of one's life or of one's destiny. It calls for freshness of life. So that no matter the age you've attained in life, no matter the level you attain in life, you need that freshness of life to continue. Leaders of this church, we need a freshness from above to propel us forward. Because I told you, sorry, that who are dear, who are unfemra, nasafuma, any age. You need that freshness of ideas, of grace to lead. Without it, or of fathers, mothers, listen and listen good. We need fresh oil to lead. Because of internet and social media, sometimes the knowledge they have attained, you know nothing about. Without fresh oil, without that grace from God on your life, they will always outwit you. But with the freshness of God upon your life, before he or she comes to you, hallelujah, hallelujah. That is why in the third month of the year 2025, our year of divine overflow, I want us to consider fresh oil briefly and pray and we leave for other things. Everybody say fresh oil. Say it again, fresh oil. Yes. If machines need lubrication, plants and animals may need fertilization. You understand? But you, as a spiritual being, as a Christian, you need the anointing of God. Say anointing. Say again, anointing. Yes. We need it. We need it. The passage read for us this morning is a passage from our brother, senior brother King David. And the Israelites, they saw God as a shepherd. They saw the activities of God in their lives as a shepherd. Why am I saying so? God was protecting them, was keeping them safe, was leading them in all endeavors. Hallelujah. So that David, when he was in the wilderness, nurturing the sheep over there, he also had that instinct, that prompting from the Holy Spirit. He's even more than that. What does the shepherd do? The shepherd leads. The shepherd feeds. The shepherd cares for the flock all the time. And not only that, in our area of the registration, that's when you cry the idiot, the American, Tennessee, you can cry. In our area, because we don't have a lot of sheep over here. But when you go to Australia, Pakistan, Algeria, China, where they rear a lot of sheep, that sometimes the number of sheep outnumber their numerical strength, their population. Yes, some of the countries. Yes. When you go there, one thing that the shepherds does that we are not much aware has to do with anointing. The shepherd anoints the sheep. Who says, Papa? Nah, Ujaya, what's wrong with you? And they say, we'll get to know very soon. The shepherds anoint the sheep. And they anoint the sheep for two purposes. For two purposes. Purpose number one, they anoint the sheep as a repellent so that the oil that they will anoint the sheep with will repel insects from the sheep. And we know what this sra ojaino, what the sra no sanwa, na emwa enketen keten keten ketia, we see enyane so, no de nyarwa bre nyano, wonti mi see enyane so. Me ba to tia die die. Ojan bia se insect sini so a. Insect no enko ba bia se. Okwa ba bia ye frɛ no, the soft membrane of abwan. And the soft membrane of that sheep can be found in the ear or in the nose, in the nostrils. Abwan ne hanem ene na sum no eho na we die no emre. Enti insects no si ne so saa no a no anante a no ewura na sum na so ne hanem. No akotu nkosu egu ho. Ebra oil emi abwan. Because medical culture say the oil first and foremost when it is applied serves as a repellent. Now ni abwe bia ya anointing no. Insect ni sini so saa no a na abwa ne kwotu kosua ni ku ne hunem a na asa na som no a kosua ne bo the egg hatch. Na kosua ne bo no a na aye nokomo a enti nokomo ano nokonoko ne hunem no eto da bi so a ne nantam eno na me nu mi enu ye hu ebra na ye wo Ghana no ye hu nantwie bi no dimrika ye se nantwie na bodam enya dam na wabo emwe bi wiwi no emwe bi wiwi no na oya bo enti untimi ntiti na waka so enti no dimrika sa tu bo eto da bi a so be sha no niti no di chidan no di chidan no di chidan sa no di we no di nine bi chichi. Because there is no fire. How does this apply to you and to me? Before I did the application, let me say something. Someone here uncomfortable, sa no a papa papa afi no ade ba ko ni se o ntimi nyiye. get stunted growth. Not only that, the animal is not able to produce milk and even meat, better meat. Hello. Sana menemos yetie. Sana menemos yetie. Without fresh oil, you may be acting crazy. You may be acting insane. Without fresh oil, O Christo di papa bi enu obebo na yire. If you have fresh oil, O yire be ha o se die. Un tire won sa. E won so da. Sans O Christo di papa bi o bebi aso ni wa, obeji ji ni kun se, bi kun me jeje o bo me. Because you don't have fresh oil, and I want it to work. Because if you have fresh oil, Debbie, everybody say fresh oil. Say it again, fresh oil. Yes, we need it. Say it to Kunza. No kobowa. Eh? Because there is no fresh oil. And you are one year crazy. No, you know, not only that, without fresh oil, you cannot be productive, friends. Productive at work. It's a joke. And you will be in a digital. You need fresh oil. Friends, I told you, if I'm on PSC, they are come. We have a lot of announcement and activity to do. It's a young Jimmy Bray. And so, here I can't mean preach 2 hours, a crowd win one meeting. That's no. And you know, and I'm not here. I told you, two purposes for the anointing of the oil, fresh oil. The first one I've told you, it has to do with, it serves as a repellent for the insect, not even to perch on the individual or on the sheep. The second purpose, the oil is applied to heal wounds, the crow sores. As the fresh oil is applied, sometimes it's to heal wounds. Also for some men are okay. You see, as the sheep mingle with each other, those with the horns, will be hurting those without horns and even those with horns. We hit way, now we hit way. I tell you, baby sheep, you know, now be up him now to baby. He was no so. I'm so sad. I'll be up him more. Maybe I'm home, baby. Are you crew? It's who apply why you know. Now just say, a crew now, baby. The application for our lives is this. Friends, as we mingle around, we are being hurt by one another. We hurt each other. But you say, you're not dead. What I'm for power, no, I can't send me. Some of the people are here, no crap. And so on and so forth. We get hurt. We get wounded. And not only that, day in and day out. Some say, me, Germany, me. See a two bomb me. Hello? See a two bomb me. So you get hurt. Spiritually and physically. You need fresh oil. Mommy, and yes, I'll boy. You can't. Father, mother, you need fresh oil. You are wounded. Okay, sorry, granny, our boss, yachina. Okay, Juma, sorry. Okay, Juma, near our boss, yachina, granny. You are wounded. You are wounded. You ought to be here. You need fresh oil. so that you can be healed. Friends, I am here to enjoin you to understand that as Christians and spiritual beings, without fresh oil, we cannot do. So periodically, we ought to walk to this our God to ask for fresh oil. Psalm 147 verse 3. Project it for me. 1, 4, 7, 3. And we bring it to an end and we begin to pray. 1, 4, 7, 3. Pacho Mumwabe. Pacho, let's read together. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Yes. The shepherd rule, shepherding rule of God. Yes. 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 Psalm 92:10. Let's see. 92:10. 92:10. And we go. 92:10. And also said us yesterday. So you have exalted my horn like that of the unicorn, a wild ox. Fine oil have been poured upon me. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Friends, as church, we have to periodically go before God for fresh oil. As individuals, periodically, go to your God. He will never drive you away for fresh oil. It's not only that. Sometimes we wallow in infectious sins. Infectious sins. Bonnie. And you see, the freshness of the oil will wipe you clean. You need a fresh oil. You need fresh oil. Now for us to wait, like I said, fresh oil upon my life. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Hallelujah. Amen. We have a question. And yes, I have a bumper here. Just a region and has any anchor. We lift your name. We lift your name. We lift your name. Bye. to stretch forth your hand up here upon us leaders of the church, including myself, and ask God, oh God, pour your fresh oil on the leadership. Pour your fresh oil, new ideas, wisdom and knowledge from above, fresh oil unto us. All of us begin to pray. Pray for the leadership. Pray for the leadership. Pray for the leadership. In the name of Jesus. Ask God to pour his oil. Ask God to pour his oil. Ask God to pour his oil. We need the oil. We need the oil. name of Jesus. Wisdom and knowledge from above. Yes, 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 yes. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. In Jesus' name. Wisdom and knowledge. Freshness from above. Freshness from above. Wisdom and knowledge, Lord. Freshness from above. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Freshness from above. Wisdom and knowledge. Anything stale, we come against. Anything stale, we come against. Under the unction of the Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. pressure you to do things, other things. But for you, baby, baby, yeah, no, no. Because you have a lot of things. Next week, programs for her. You have a prayer where you see Lent. Lent for your name. Ghana days for your name. Everything may trust you. And yes, I'm in prayer, but no prayer topics in Hassan. Let us see the baby. That's my baby job. The next one, we are praying for things. Things that we go out to do. Our jobs, our jobs. As you grant us fresh fire. For the